So thank you, Vishapani, for what I think you'd agree is a very gripping account of a book that I personally can't wait to buy. We have time for any questions you might have about what Vishapani's been describing tonight. So, do we?
When the Pali Canon was written, was it written at the time of Buddha, do you think, or was it written after? Would time have gone by and things been built up? I mean, that story, for example, how would that have been recorded?
Yeah, so I didn't want to go into all the detail in my talk, because there's enough detail as it was. But we start with the traditional account, which is that the Buddha had a companion called Ananda, and Ananda remembered everything that the Buddha said. And then immediately after the Buddha's parinirvana, his demise, a council was called the First Council of 500 arahants, 500 of the senior monks. And Ananda recited all of these talks that the Buddha had given and the incidents around them. And then those were memorized, and a whole system of memorizing and reciting and passing on down the centuries was instigated. And then eventually, and there's some debate about how much later, but eventually, initially in Sri Lanka and then elsewhere, these were written down. And if you calculate things one way, you know, people often say it's about 500 years between the death of the Buddha and when things are written down. Other people make that quite a lot shorter. Jeffrey, do you have any dates that you would, what would you say?
Yeah, maybe
350 or 400.
It's very much open to
question. Yeah. So it's of that order. So several hundred years. Enough time, plenty of time, for lots of things to happen. And it depends how you interpret that, really. You talk about it briefly because there's so many theories and so much investigation about whether things changed or not. And whether these things were affected by the people who were passing them on and changing them, who were monks, you know, had a particular agenda, particular perspective on things, whether they're affected by the process of needing to turn things into a form which you could recite and memorise and pass on in that way. So, yeah, you can't take them at face value. But really what I was saying in my talk is I think my advice is to put by all that, all the kind of concerns that raise and plunge into the early sources. And if you do, you find something that seems to be coherent, in my view. Not universally so, you know, we can't take it naively, but I think we worry too much about the problems around the texts.